Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Five Things Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, and today we have Ray.
Have we started?
George. And Wasabi. Fuck y'all's entrances.
Hello. I'm Wasabi.
Today we're doing songs not in English. I should... halfway in English. Maybe.
That's such a cop-out. It should be all not English.
My podcast, we do whatever I want.
I guess so.
Remember, you're just the guy in the chair.
Rules and rules.
I mean, I'm actually on my bed. I don't know.
Guy in the chair, tell Alexa to use a random number generator.
I mean, I think we got to pick our numbers first, don't we?
No. She's going to pick for us.
And then whoever picks that number fastest? I don't understand this concept.
Fine, you pick first.
7.
19.
22.
50. Straight up.
Why did you guys stay so low?
Yeah, no.
That's why I went 50.
I was supposed to have the low numbers. Okay.
I just go with the same number every time.
Pick a number between 1 and 100.
Your random number between 1 and 100 is 93.
93.
So I win. Ray goes first.
I wonder who's going first. It's me. How did that happen?
And then we'll do Wasabi, then me, then George.
Okay.
But first, we'll be right back after this break. Because I have to go do something real quick.
Oh my god.
You see?
It's still recording, though. I can cut this out.
No, we're going to leave all of this in. Okay, all these guys were trying to screw me, pick me first. Now I get all the time in the world. Look at this. I could put my links. I could fucking tap out my links. Letter by letter.
Okay, I need to find 2 other songs.
2 others? I'm at 19.
I already have 5.
I think we're 6.
Good. You're at 6?
Yeah.
I am very sure you will not pick the songs I have been picked.
Honestly, I don't think any of us are going to pick songs that we picked.
Yeah, I just chose like the most like
such a wide topic.
Ones.
It's so diverse. None of us are probably going to pick the same language twice. It's going to be great.
Ray's first choice is Gotham style, probably.
My first choice is going to be tequila, because the only word in that song is tequila, and tequila is a Spanish word. So, yeah, there you go. Boom.
Boom.
I'm surprised you didn't do that.
I know, right? I thought about it, but since I have all the time in the world right now, I thought I might as well put that joke in there.
Yeah.
That one's for the backseat people.
What's for the front seat people?
Front seat people? The front seat. That's what they get. They only get the front seat.
What with the middle?
They get the closest look at me, okay?
What with the middle seat people?
Okay.
I'm back.
Everyone else can just look at me. I have to find a reflection of myself to look at me. You guys are the lucky ones.
Okay, Rob Conway.
Danny's back.
Put down the timestamp of when I came back so I can.
I mean, it was all gold. I would suggest making like our own podcast of just us waiting for you to come and do the podcast.
No.
It's pretty darn good. Okay, are we ready?
And
so I'm just gonna keep on search.
I do like we just came back. I should shoot an actual commercial in between and put it in the podcast.
We were actually mouthing and like talking in secret, but like, and they do in talk shows, but you can't see it.
Guys, build your own website with Squarespace.
Guys, when I need to change my underwear, I use MeUndies.
I have an erection problem. I need Blue Chew.
When I went to bed, I get my mattress from Casper mattresses.
Warby Parker.
They're haunted. Guys, let's talk about Ray Challenges for a second. You see,
so Ray, give us your first pick.
My first pick.
Oh, my favorite.
This is La Camisa Negra from Juanes.
Oh, okay.
A black shirt?
Yep.
Okay, what's it about?
He says he has a black shirt. And his love is gone, and now he has in his soul he has some pain because of a witch. And I know that you don't like me anymore, and that's what hurts most, that I have a black shirt on and I'm in pain because of your lie. It's about like a breakup.
Sounds emo.
Mal parece que solo me quedé.
It does sound beautiful, but you know what? It's got a nice beat to it.
This sounds vaguely familiar. But I know I don't know this song.
Because I drank the poison of your love.
Has somebody done a cover of this song?
I don't think so. This was a pretty famous song when it came out. So it's possible you might have just heard it. Because it was all around. Like, I play this song at work sometimes, and people know the song and they don't know Spanish. And they don't listen to Spanish songs, but they know the song.
That's weird.
Calma, casi pierdo hasta la cama. Come on, come on, come on, baby. See, right there he said, come on, come on, come on, baby. In English.
Ah.
Pa enterrártelo cuando quieras, mamita.
Now, this song does have a bunch of covers, but
it does? I never heard a cover. It's pretty big.
Ever heard one.
I haven't heard this song, but it's pretty nice.
It's nice. It's catchy.
That Mexican old school flair to it, while also being
newer,
a little modern.
Yeah, comparatively.
I don't know much about Juanes.
And I got like two Juanes songs on my playlist.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Is he like a old, or like did he just like pop up in 2000 or something? Is he like from the 90s or?
Yeah, like 2000, like late, like early 2000s. He just popped up. I don't know much about him. I don't really watch Spanish stuff, but you know,
you don't subscribe to his newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah, like I see his, you know, I get his email all the time, but you know, I kind of just delete it. I don't really look into it.
Mm. I check his Twitter day and night.
Day and night.
He's won 3 Latin Grammys and has sold 15 million albums worldwide.
Damn. That's impressive.
I think I only know him because he's in Rock Band 3. He's like, why is this song in Rock Band 3?
What is the song in Rock Band 3?
Mi Enamoras.
Mi Enamoro?
There's 2 of them. Mi Enamora is apparently like a big song. 2007.
How big is it? Adios Le Pido?
Nope, but it won Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Short Form Music Video.
The 2 I know is Adios Le Pido y La Camisa Negra.
Maybe it's Mi Sangre.
Adios Le Pido.
I don't know. I played them once just to 100% it, and then that was it.
And now look at you.
Anyways, that's Juanes. So move Juwan. On to Wasabi.
All right. I'm going to get my 1 or 2 non-Japanese song out of the way.
Out of the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is...
I recognize that.
This is Das Model by Kraftwerk.
I know the band.
It's a... Yeah, this is from their model. Well, English translation of it is Man Machine. They pretty much the whole aesthetic is that pretty much they laid a lot of the foundation for techno, for electro and techno sounds. And I really like this song. Just sounds like weirdly distant and futuristic.
This song reminds me of a song someone used for a Cesaro custom theme.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. It was like, "We Are Living in America." It's Wunderbar.
Oh, Rammstein.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Rammstein's America.
just sing it in German.
Yeah.
It's like some Devo shit.
It kind of is. I would be surprised if they inspired Devo or... Yeah. I also liked how a lot of their promotional photos, they replaced themselves with mannequins. It was to make themselves seem more synthetic than they actually were.
They're just going for the whole creep out factor.
It was a little bit of a creep out factor, a little bit more of a. They were very robotic, and they were just. Their thing was that they were just machines meant to play music.
I feel like the 80s had that a lot, where like if they were doing like an electronic sound, they all had to be like,
yeah,
futuristic robot-y type of
deal. Yeah, this was like the 70s. So like they were way ahead of the curve.
Just in another language we never heard it.
Yeah. And I think the German language really helped emphasize it because of how precise it is.
I don't hate it. I don't really care about the guy's voice, but
yeah,
but that's kind of like a thing with a lot of early type of bands. They have like a not a real singy style.
Yeah. It was a thing. Yeah, it's a thing with synth pop.
I need some Jason Derulo up in here.
We are all living in America. The total earth. Now I got that song in my head.
What song is that?
That's America by America. Oh, the one that just happened, or the one that he's singing?
The one he was talking about.
That's America by Rammstein.
With a K, right?
Yes.
Am I right? Yeah, there you go. We're all living in America.
I think that one sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
America is wonderful.
Yeah, that one.
Is that half song English?
America. America.
Yeah. It's half in English. It's just about how America has kind of overtaken. American culture has overtaken so much that it has diluted the cultures of the other cultures of the world. Like everywhere there's Disney and McDonald's and Coke. It's like there's nothing.
That's what we do. Just force ourselves and everybody else.
Don't you forget it.
I thought that was the British wrestling way.
It's the American politics in general. We just hide it better than the British wrestling. So we'll move on to my pick. I'm already going to break this thing by doing half an English song, half a Spanish song.
What is this? Come on.
Wow.
But the song's all about...
Danny made the rule for himself.
Being proud to be a Latino. So
that doesn't matter.
Torrey, I need you to stand the fuck up.
Got it. It's the icon.
Oh, it's N-O-R-E.
Nori, buddy.
I remember him from Def Jam Vendetta.
And his hit song from the 90s, that one hit wonder. Until this. This was a mild. I assume you know the song, right?
This is in Spanish?
It's half in Spanish. No, I think Nori's the only one who speaks English.
I'm trying to Yeah, I guess so.
There's two versions, one without Daddy Yankee and one with Daddy Yankee. I don't like Daddy Yankee, but the other version's also bad.
You don't like Daddy Yankee?
I don't like his voice in this song. He's very high and yelly. You'll hear it shortly. I think this is the last time Nina Sky pops up too. They had like one song in the 2000s. And then this, and they just disappeared off base here.
Whoa, whoa.
Do you know this song, Ray?
I don't know this song. I mean, it's...
And then here comes Daddy Yankees. Loud voice.
It sounds like he's speaking into those old-timey directors' megaphones for in like movie, like those the big cone. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Like a sound boy. I was gonna say like Jimmy Hart, but Jimmy Hart had that megaphone.
Yeah, he had like an actual megaphone. I'm talking about like the just a big ones. Giant cone. Yeah.
The old cheerleader.
Exactly, the cheerleader ones. That's
what. Oh, like the ones from yeah.
I don't think that's even Spanish.
But I think this is the only actual Daddy Yankee song I know, and Gasolina.
My grandma, Gasolina. We give her, she doesn't drive, we give her rides, and like she pays for gas, so like when it's like time for her to pay gas, she's like, oh, is it time for Daddy Yankee? Is it time to pay the gasoline?
I put the video version. It doesn't even have the other guys in it. Four skip, even though it's...
Did we just listen to the whole damn...
It didn't have the other verses on it. That's only like a 2-minute song. They just removed the other guys from it, even though they're mentioned in the beginning.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, my pick.
Nope. Still talking about mine. So, Nori is...
Okay.
Buddy,
great song called Nothing. Now we move on to George.
Why the fuck is it all that open?
George, this is why we check our videos first.
I did. Just put,
Then why are you surprised by the opening?
I don't know.
Are you going to explain your pick or what's that?
Yeah, they won a Eurovision this year and it's very entertaining and it's good song.
This is a recent song?
Yeah, because they won it with it this year. And they
I don't know what Eurovision song contest is.
How do you not know what Eurovision is, man?
Isn't it a channel?
No.
Will Ferrell movie?
No.
It's like, yeah, it's that. It's like what ABBA won. It's like... Yeah. It's just like a song contest thing. Where they like have all these countries and you have like one person representing each one. And they win it there today.
Does America compete?
No, because they're not in fucking Europe.
You said all these countries.
Yeah, all the countries in Europe.
So this,
and also Australia.
So this contest sucks is what you're saying. There's no American influence.
Yes.
If George Washington would have lost, would we have been in the Eurovision contest?
Yes. Because you would have been within Europe.
I mean, just owned.
Owned. Boy. That's bad.
So these guys beat out every other country?
Every country.
Is it different styles or is it just...
Yeah, it's like very different styles. Everybody thought that France was going to win and then they didn't. But yeah, it's usually just like Germany, France or like Italy that win. UK's like had like one win ever. It's been going for like 70 years. They always put like a bad person in.
Oh, so you're saying you're next?
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna pick She Bang, She Bang by Hung, not by Ricky Martin.
Bro, it's got a first name. It's William.
William Hung.
So you move.
I like that song. That was actually a pretty good song.
I didn't like it.
Why don't you like it, Denny?
I'll try to hear it on my own where it's not lowered so I can hear you guys talk.
I mainly don't like...
Performance was good, too, because he was on cocaine.
Okay, that doesn't... I don't know how that...
because the British Bulldogs performance, and then they won, and then they were like, they were just like so startled because they won, and then they were like, oh god, I gotta do another performance.
It just kind of sounded like generic rock from 2007.
I'm also a wrestling fan, and I like wrestling themes, so generic rock is kind of my jam.
Yeah, generic rock, generic rock.
Ray just needs a hero.
Genocide, shmemicide.
So going back up to you, Ray. Second
Yay!
Round.
My turn. And I'm going Japanese, I really think so.
Oh, good.
Is rhythm also choppy for y'all a little bit? Is it just on my side? I'm asking you a question.
It's just on your side.
No, it's your own side.
I think you're the dum-dum.
Hey, this is the way the podcast is going to hear it.
This
is what you were practicing beforehand?
No, I was actually practicing the Great Khali's theme when I came in. I know this song. Gani Kyoryu Yuga Itara Damonari Shoko Imatine Chala Hechala. I like the song. I know it in Japanese and I sing it. So
every
people
day.
Can hear me sing it. I sang this on Saturday in while I was working. And people were surprised at how much I knew the song.
I would be surprised, but then I know you, so.
Sparking!
At this point, you picking a like well-known song would be surprising.
This is well-known. No. I mean, it's Dragon Ball Z, Chala Hechala. Do you know how many versions of this song exist?
Well, one.
No. This isn't even the only Japanese version of the song. But yeah, I like the song. I like hearing it in English. There's an English version. I like that version. I like hearing it in Japanese. I like both versions. I have them both on my playlist, and I play them back to back. There's also like a instrumental version where someone plays it on a mandolin. That's pretty good too.
You really like the song.
I do.
This is only a theme opener for a little bit, right?
Nani? It's why is it racist?
What?
Why were all the other songs, all the parts I said, not racist?
Because you were singing a song. It's like when you sing the N-word or when you're singing a rap song. It's totally okay. But when you say it out of context.
Nani?
So that's the N-word for Japanese people.
Nani ga okite? That's part of the Chala Hechala song, I think. Is it? Nani ga okite? Yeah, nani. There you go. It is part of the song. Can't call me racist.
Do you think you know more Japanese than Wasabi?
No.
Wasabi, can you sing a whole song in Japanese? Did you just come?
No. I was sighing. I was sighing and groaning at the same time.
That's what coming is.
Yeah.
I think I know more Afrikaans than he does. Does that count?
No.
What?
I listen to a lot of De Antwoord.
How dare you?
The stars of Chappie?
Yeah.
Ek Gamberju.
Well, maybe I can pick that for things people hate that you love. I like Chappie a lot.
Oh, Chappie was good.
A lot of people hate Chappie.
I know a lot of people hate Chappie.
Add that to the list, Ray. Chappie.
Chappie.
To move on to you, Wasabi.
All right. I'm going to pick another old Japanese song. Actually, is this right? Is this right, Link? Let me double check. I don't want. say old Japanese song, then have it be something else.
I don't think anybody's gonna take your other pick, so you're probably safe even if it's in the third round.
Yeah. Here it is. This is in the genre of city pop.
Sounds funky. Sounds like
disco.
Yeah. This is Tatsuro Yamashita. It's Love Talking, Honey, Tatsuro! It's You. This is the album edit, and yeah, it's a
good album song. Edit, does that mean it's going to be like 5 minutes before we get to anything?
No.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
The name of the song is Love Talking, Honey, It's You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to make sense?
Oh, no.
Do you not know Japanese song? That's kind of how they work.
Let's fighting love.
What's that from?
South Park.
Oh, it is South Park.
But yeah, I believe this person, I guess as a fun fact, I believe this person eventually married the singer of Plastic Love.
Well, don't know what that is.
I know that.
I think that's
that's the meme song.
I had three different jokes to do.
Yeah, that's the meme song that'll always show up in your recommended, Danny.
Specifically, you, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
I'll tell you when I get to it.
Yeah. But yeah. This is just a nice chill song.
Oh, yeah. I like this one. I do. I know a lot of people are like, oh, disco sucks, but disco didn't suck.
Well, yeah, eventually people like started, I found out about this because people started remixing it in the vaporwave movement. And this one just kind of hits really good.
You know what's weird? I think has more, it's called Honey I Love You and all this, and it's still got less English than Danny's pick.
Yeah, Danny.
Sticks and stones might break my bones. But Ray's words are dog shit.
Honey I Love You. Hey, we were just getting into it.
Oh.
You made me mad.
Keep me now.
Well, Danny's picked it.
You know what? I was going to save this for later, but Ray...
Oh, my kitty.
Wow, he's pulling
it
out.
Now I'm putting out another song that's more in English than the last one.
What is this? I'm picking My Way by Frank Sinatra. He's a little Italian, right? That counts.
He's from Italy.
Yeah, pick. That's amore.
When the moon hits your eye.
This is a song that I'm very positive none of you know. But it's my jam, my style of music. It's like an indie pop song. It just came out last year.
That seems weird to say indie pop.
But it's
is this just straight up English?
Yeah, bro.
It's the English song.
Like, I don't know if you heard, he just said amor.
Should have put C'est la vie on this.
Just because he says amor and loco once doesn't make it a non-English song.
Sure it does.
Okay. Okay, okay. They got two better parts, okay.
I like this.
It's really catchy.
Who knows if it's the theme, but I like it.
This was not an English song. Spanglish still has English in it.
No, it has Spang and Lit. also has an Adam Sandler.
Name at least like 20 people that sound like this.
Who's number 18?
Number 18.
Guachito Rico. Templeman. What's weird is he sounds like he doesn't know Spanish.
Oh, possible. Doesn't. He just used Google Translate.
He's mainly an English artist. I think this is only half and half song.
It's so like those parts where like someone who's like, they're this, oh, they speak Spanish. Like they originally speak Spanish. Like they don't fucking know any Spanish.
Are you saying like, they're like.
Or like Selena?
Espanol, disco tal vez.
So you think they're like rednecks and how they have to learn English phonetically?
Donde está la biblioteca?
And so it's very clear they don't know what they're saying.
Nachos, tacos, muy rico.
Yeah, like Selena. She don't know Spanish.
Como se dice? I mean, I don't know why Selena's all that popular.
She's a breakout
She made
crossover.
One, she made one song and then did it 17 other times.
Hey, George.
So anyway,
what?
I didn't ask for your pick yet.
What? We didn't get to you, George. I've been on this show for 17 years. I've never seen someone jump their pick like that.
Wow.
We should disqualify you and remove all your picks.
Wow.
And okay. I should pick more English songs instead of your
right
picks.
Off your pick after like 10 minutes of silence.
Yeah, that's what the edit is for.
Bro, we're listening to the song. We pick songs.
We're talking about Selena's.
Did you not hear the silence when you picked your song? Alright, George, what's your pick?
I wonder if he's going to change it. Now I really wonder if
he's going to change it. No, he's not even picking now. What? Devil May Cry Baby Avatar?
Fuck you.
Why didn't you pick the Justin D. Bieber version?
No, this one has Daddy Yankee again.
I like the Fosito.
What's Spanish?
The song is so dirty.
This is probably the most props that Yankee will ever get.
Probably.
I have to dance with you today.
What is, Daddy Yankee had another song after Gasolina, right?
Probably. Gasolina Remix?
It's like a...
Gasolina 2. It's like more Gasolina.
Chingy, how he had all those Donk Song remixes?
Yep.
I mean, that Donk Song right there.
I know what you're talking about. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Estoy aquí que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Ray, we're trying to hear good singing.
Quiero respirar de su cuello despacito.
I'm just singing all out of tune.
Let me whisper things in your ear so you remember when you're not with me. I want to get you naked slowly and sign the walls of your labyrinth. Until I make your whole body a manuscript. I want to make your hair dance. I want to feel your rhythm so you can show my mouth your favorite places.
What?
Let me surpass your danger zone until I provoke your Justin. Screams and you forget your last name.
Justin.
Were you translating Despacito?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I told you the song was dirty.
True.
And that's like a hook. That they repeat those lines multiple times. I want to see how much of my look can fit inside you.
I mean, is that not just stuff y'all just say to women? That's a little. See?
Step by step, softly and softer. We're gonna get closer, slowly and slowly.
Ooh, baby.
All that beauty is like a puzzle, and to mount it, I got the piece right here.
They're making puzzles?
Yeah.
Deeper.
It would have sounded better with Justin Bieber on it, though. We can all agree, right?
Hasta que las olas griten, ay bendito.
Justin Bieber singing in Spanish? I mean, come on.
I've never heard of Justin Bieber. Does he? What does he do in the Justin Bieber version?
I don't know.
Does he put an English?
I haven't heard any version fully.
Fully?
I just know the chorus.
Duh.
Oh boy.
That song's really dirty, guys.
Yeah, you think?
Sounds pretty clean to me.
So you show my mouth your favorite places. Come on, guys.
What's up, Jake? I was gonna say something.
I'm gonna say McDonald's probably. Some Whataburger.
Let's go do it in a beach in Puerto Rico until the waves scream out, "Ay bendito."
Why'd you say that part in Spanish?
Because the waves are going to say, "Ay bendito." They're not going to say an English word. Dumb, dumb. What a dumb, dumb.
Well, he's not going to sing in English either.
If it's a quote, then it's a quote.
So you're quoting the song, but you're not doing it in Spanish.
Okay. So how about you get in line? Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Let me translate your song. All English words.
What's Huachito Rico mean?
Watch slow, a little watch, but he's rich or tasty.
It's a rich man. Anyways, Murray, make your pick.
I think I want to after you give me that kind of attitude. But okay. I can't find one that doesn't have this intro, so...
How dare you?
We're going to have to wait.
Does the sacredness of rhythm not mean anything to you?
A little bit.
Hey, Steven. I really need to have some fun tonight. How do you say, where's the party in Korean? Oh, you just say, 놀때 없니? Okay, I got it. Hey, ladies, 놀때 없니? Come on, fire!
Why is Conan O'Brien on this?
Because he's a K-pop star. Did you not know this?
Do I like one? Is he gonna start setting the verse on it?
I don't know how I feel about this song.
I'm not a fan.
It's like something that you'd hear in like a musical or something.
This feels like something you'd hear in a parody.
This feels like a sketch. Maybe.
J.Y. Yeah. Park, how dare you? You know nothing about JYP.
You're right, I don't.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me anything about it, and it's just silence, so I guess we'll move on to Wasabi.
Alright. Sorry, I'm just going to make sure I have the right link again. So, this is the other European song.
What language is that in?
This is French.
French.
Bubsy. This is a cartoon intro for the show Code Lyoko. Translates to A World Without Danger.
Have you picked this before? I feel like I've heard it before.
I picked the English version.
That's probably why. So the English version was from the show, and then this is like a Japanese version of it?
No, this is a French version, because it's originally a French cartoon.
Did you pick this in the openings? I mean, the theme songs one?
Yeah, I probably did.
This is a Cartoon Network show, right?
This was. I don't know why this gets me. It's awesome. It's even better in French.
It seems like a... It's like a French version of a Disney star singing a song. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Explain it.
This would be like if the Jonas Brothers. Twang. Early Jonas Brothers. But if they were French.
This is just amazing. I don't know why they went so hard on the French version.
They're singing with their hearts.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my god, they got T-Pain.
What was that you said, Joey?
I said they got T-Pain.
They got French T-Pain. Yeah.
Who is the French T-Pain? I assume you know.
El Pain.
That's Spanish.
No, it's also French.
But it's mainly Spanish.
Oh, sorry. Le Pen.
There you go. L-E Pain.
Le Pen.
So we move on to my pick. My pick was a, I guess it was a hit in the 80s or so. No, 90s. Sorry. And they remade it in English, but this is German.
I had it on my list.
Not a bad choice.
I actually sang it earlier.
No, you didn't.
I did. I just didn't say the words. I just went na 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 na
na na na na na. You only know the English version?
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
I don't know the English version.
That's weird because only the German version was a hit.
I don't know. For some reason, I remember hearing English words.
Maybe you thought she was singing English.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but 99, you could say it in English.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe that's what you were hearing.
But yeah, only the German version of this was a hit. And because people didn't know what the fuck it was about.
To be honest, still don't.
In the English version, it's a bit more clear.
It's got a sick beat, sick guitars. It's got a good voice.
Yeah.
Going ramps up faster, and then that's when he's using a bunch of '90s movies, but like the English version.
Oh yeah, I think this is still used in a lot of movies.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like you'd be surprised.
No, it does not have a... It doesn't have a thing where it's like, oh, here's where all of it's in. Goddamn Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia. It's not that kind.
First they take off the wrestling moves, now this.
I don't think they ever had that, though.
They did have it.
Oh, really? What it was all in?
I'm pretty sure.
I guess they deemed it not important to the legacy of the song.
Yeah, they used to have a section that was like, oh, they have like cover versions and they have, oh, this is where it's on in TV.
Yeah.
You things that have only been on like one TV thing, they were like, television section, and then they just... That's the one thing they're on.
Yeah, it's weird why they didn't keep that.
I feel like the song wasn't Just Dance, I danced to it.
I don't even know what the move would it could it be. Good Luck Chuck. It was like a dumb movie, and like I wanted it on my playlist, but on Amazon Music, it was only like, oh, from this movie soundtrack. So I had every time I play a song, it shows a poster of a stupid movie.
You're like, hell yeah, Good Luck Chuck. Everybody remembers Good Luck Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck? I think it might have been.
Good Luck Chuck, isn't that the movie about the guy who's cursed?
I don't even know what it's about.
I think it...
She knows Dane Cook.
Isn't it about the girl who's cursed, and that's why it's Good Luck Chuck? Because, you know, you got
good luck on her. Is that the one... No,
every girl who sleeps with him gets married.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They find their true love after.
So he's the good luck charm.
Yeah. So every girl sleeps with him so that they can find their true love after. That's why he's good luck Chuck.
Guys, this movie made $60 million.
Did you guys see the movie?
No.
No, I just remember it offhand.
It sounds like you both saw the movie.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie, Ray. What do you want?
No, I just want. I'm. You know what? Sometimes
I remember seeing a trailer, and I remember that story not being explained at all. So the fact that you guys know the story makes me feel like you saw it. It's okay if you saw it.
Sometimes G4 was on late at night.
I've seen some movies. I mean, come on. We've all seen some movies.
Sometimes G4 was on late at night and you had nothing to do the next day.
Good Luck Chuck is just one of you guys. What you guys watched.
Yes, George. That's the English
version.
It's
got a million views. You can't say it's not a hit.
No, it was never a hit in the 80s.
70 billion. There's 7 billion people in the world.
Jordan, in the 80s, it was never a hit. Only the...
Yeah, but I wasn't alive in the 80s, so I wouldn't know, would I?
read a history book.
No.
Yeah, after you learn about George Washington and stuff, they talk about Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Red Balloons.
The other version has twice as many views.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah.
And all the people who watch it are new people. Nobody from the 80s is watching YouTube.
Yes.
That just proves its staying power.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah, but they said and whenever it's in, this,
whenever it's in a movie, which one's playing? The German version or the English version?
I think I heard this in a movie recently.
Yeah, was it the German version or the English version?
It was the German version.
Exactly.
I think you just watched Good Luck Chuck recently.
I can look at my list to find out, but for now, we'll move on to George.
Me. Your rules, Danny.
Somehow I fucking knew Pitbull would play as soon as Danny's norm happened.
We won. Me, Pitbull.
I knew Pitbull would show up.
1, 2, 3. I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me. The alternative to Danny's rule of just choosing the ones that have Spanish in the verses in the choruses, man. The opposite way.
Is this Spanish? What's your problem?
Yeah, Spanish in the verses instead of Spanish in the choruses like you do.
I had both. You're just talking over it.
Oh, man.
Do you like this song or what?
Pitbull.
You like Pitbull?
I like Pitbull. My favorite artist of all time, Pitbull.
Yeah.
He's not popular over here.
Okay if you like Pitbull.
I do like Pitbull, but like, I'm not like a diehard Pitbull.
Is it okay?
Well, I respect his hustle. He absolutely got trolled with a pole, and he's... Like, they sent him to, like, a fucking Walmart in the middle of Alaska, and he absolutely still did that concert.
What's in the that hustle? Walmart. You just got a day off. You could perform in a Walmart where it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I...
Probably saved a lot on airfare because he didn't have to travel anywhere where anyone was going.
Yeah, but it's a Walmart in the middle of fucking nowhere. He had to travel by boat.
Yeah, that means your show doesn't have to be good.
No, people showed up.
Yeah, Ray, why are you trying to downplay Pitbull's success?
Yeah.
His success in playing at a Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how many people have played at Walmarts? Probably just Pitbull.
Yeah. Multiple people.
No, just Pitbull.
Pitbull and Pitbull.
Show us your next pick, who you think is better than Pitbull. But obviously we know he won't be.
Yeah.
Now picture that with a Kodak.
Where's she?
Picture that with a Kodak.
Now picture me with a Kodak.
Yeah.
How can you be rhymed like that?
Next episode of Black Mirror.
I'm just gonna no sell it.
Akon.
I knew you were gonna pick this. Because you had brought this up before.
I brought it. Oh yeah, I think I did.
I think.
God, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think you talked about how you like the music of Sonic 06, and then you were like, "Oh, and there's an Akon song."
There's two Akon songs. It's the same song. There's a Japanese version, which is this version, and they did an English version, but the Akon parts of the English version they just put into the Japanese version. So if you could hear how weird it sounds, where she's speaking in Japanese and he repeats it as if he's repeating what she's saying, but he's saying it in English. It's pretty weird.
So but I like speak it. Any Japanese?
He no.
Didn't even try.
Lovers in a one breath. This song is a lyrical version of the end of Sonic 2. When you beat the game, it plays this song in the Sega Genesis, but like, you know, just the sound of it. So like when Sonic 06 was the anniversary of Sonic 06, it was terrible. They remade this song and had Akon do a part, and it's sweet, sweet, sweet in Japanese and it's Sweet Dreams in English. And I like both versions. I have both versions. I listen to them both. Sweet Dreams. I like the voice. I like knowing the lyrics in English and all that. But in Japanese, at the end of it, she really gets into it. So like, there's a certain part that doesn't happen in the English part that happens in the Japanese part that I really enjoy.
It sounds like she's getting into it.
Oh yeah, she gets into it in Japanese. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's like, she puts some socks on it.
What?
Sweet.
Akon's just there to add name value.
Yeah.
What's the last Akon song? I haven't seen him in a long time.
We just had sex?
That was like 10 years ago.
Is that okay. Lonely Island this song? Woman.
Prove me wrong! Prove me wrong!
I think he's locked up.
Last Pitbull song?
I don't know. Pitbull just kind of talks for 30 seconds before songs, and it's considered a Pitbull song.
He does the DJ Khaled, except he says a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hey guys, go buy this wine. Okay, now play the song. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Dale.
Dale.
Culo.
I take a picture of him with the Kodak.
Kodak. Is he the one who sang the Culo song?
You say sang?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was him.
He said the word culo.
Yeah, he sang it. He was like, culo. You don't remember?
He counted to four in English, and then he counted to four in Spanish. I wouldn't say he sang the song.
Bro, do you think Barney doesn't sing?
No.
Barney Rubble.
All right, that checks out. So move on to you, Wasabi.
Sing.
All right.
You picked this before.
I did. I wasn't sure, but I'm picking again.
Oh, I know. You picked the Teen Titans song.
I picked the Teen Titans song. Same band.
Doki Doki.
Doki Doki. Wait, Puffy AmiYumi. I like this. It's just weird high energy rock pop. Although I guess their name now is Puffy in all caps. So, huh?
You don't follow them? You're like two of their hits.
I don't think this is a hit of theirs.
How do you know it?
How do I know it? Because I was looking up a theme for Ka, and Yola suggested look up Puffy AmiYumi songs, and I was like, okay, and I found this.
This bass sounds a little ska.
It's a little ska. You know, they did do a song with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
There's a Tokyo band that does ska music?
Yeah.
I feel like that's cultural appropriation.
They've been doing it since like the 80s or something. So,
I mean, there's something good about just like pure high energy positivity.
What's good about it?
That's why I said something.
Yeah, there's something.
What's that something?
You can't put it.
It just gets the blood pumping, the energy flowing.
No, that would be my heart. It gets the blood pumping.
It gets the heart beating.
But does it get the energy flowing?
Yeah.
No, my heart's beating like continuously. It doesn't stop beating. If it stopped beating, that would be a problem.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Take a picture of that with a Kodak.
I take a picture of me with a Kodak.
You know, you guys know way more about Pitbull than I do. I don't even know this lyric y'all are talking about.
You don't know the lyric?
No.
I'm gonna take a picture of you with
Kodak. He had a deal with Kodak. So, in the start of one of his songs, he's like, take a picture of that with a Kodak. Better yet, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
And he acted like it rhymed.
I mean, Kodak rhymes with Kodak. I don't know what the problem is.
I just found that hilarious. It's a great rhyme.
Give me, have you not heard Give Me Everything?
No.
Give me everything tonight.
Wait.
What are we waiting for?
Okay. It's literally at the very start of the song. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative with a Kodak. I just wanted to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy Kodak. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, Kodak. Neo.
Yeah.
The actual song is different, but like the start of it, the start of it is exactly the same. Where he's picture me not working hard. Picture that with a Kodak. In fact, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Like what?
Yeah.
How is that what?
It's just like, it's just that cool swagger people have at the beginning of their songs.
Yeah, when people are like, yeah, picture me popping bottles and fucking in the yacht and shit. Or like, yeah, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
He's trying to get that hipster market.
Game.
Hey, if Andre 2000 can do Polaroid picture, he could do Kodak. What's the thing about Andre 2000s? Didn't he like he wanted somebody to pay for it, and they didn't, but Polaroid would, and so he put them in the song.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It might have been Kodak. Who knows? Maybe Kodak is like, "Fuck, we missed out. Now we have the second chance. It's Pitbull. You want to just do it? Let's go all in.
Let's go all in on Pitbull."
Oh my goodness.
All right, so...
Would you go all in that Pitbull, Ray?
I'm pushing all the coins into the table. Pitbull on red.
Okay, we'll move on to me.
Picture that with a Kodak.
Very
it
good.
Doesn't even make me not working hard. Yeah, picture that with a Kodak. What are you fucking saying? Picture that with a Kodak. And the follow up, better yet, go to Times Square and take a picture of me with a Kodak. What?
He's saying that you could only take a pic. He's saying that you could picture that with a Kodak.
Am I taking a picture of you holding a Kodak camera, or am I taking a picture of you with my Kodak camera? Because I do not have a Kodak camera, Mr. Pitbull.
Oh, no, he's saying that the reality is when you go to Times Square and take a picture of him with a Kodak.
How do you picture something in your mind with a Kodak? How am I going to picture him not working hard?
Well, because he has a Kodak.
I don't
get it. He doesn't need to work hard anymore because he's got it.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
He works smarter. Five Piece
Podcast
right?
is brought to you by Kodak.
as we argue the meaning of what does Pitbull mean by Kodak.
If only Kodak Black.
It's probably
sang,
like
song not in
English. It probably means like you can see it as a picture or something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like.
Don't you dare try to like assume Pitbull.
No, Pitbull meant what he meant.
Said it.
He said it, and it's for us to figure out. It's like it needs to marinate in your brain.
You sit there rent free. Okay.
Picture me with a Kodak.
Danny.
I think Raisa got more to say on this.
Okay. It's gonna be okay.
Picture you.
Man, we should ask Chase what this means.
Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey.
Picture
give me. Everything that
Ray's looking up the lyrics.
And I might drink a little more than I should tonight. Cause picture me with a Kodak.
Danny, pick it please.
I think Ray got a little bit more in the tank.
Well, yeah. You see, we might not get tomorrow, Danny, so picture me with a Kodak.
I love it.
I'm dying.
This is what Five Things is all about.
Yeah, laughing it.
Well, I mean, first, it's about family.
I want a Kodak for like 20
five,
minutes.
Five Things not being about family? Picture that with a Kodak.
Fair yet. Go to UWF and take a picture of that with Kodak.
No, that's you actually something we can do.
What I don't like is that I'm going to have to fucking work in Kodak into a promo soon now because...
Yeah,
it's in my head.
To bring in Kodak Black.
It's okay. Nobody reads like, your promos. Pitbull.
No one does. I barely read them.
Who does?
CM Punk beating me? Picture that with a Kodak.
You need to put that in a graphic so somebody holding a sign in the crowd.
The post for SummerSlam is just going to be Pitbull holding a Kodak camera, and then on the corner is going to be like a little CM Punk.
Yeah, you can make a poster.
Yeah, like CM Punk just laying down, and it's like...
Brought to you by Kodak.
Kodak.
Me not watching SummerSlam this August? Picture that with a Kodak.
Just use that exact picture in that Pitbull thumbnail, but just like into the pictures you put the matches.
Exactly.
But Pitbull's still there.
Exactly.
Pitbull's there, but he's holding the world title. We can get him to be a special guest at SummerSlam, after all. Special performance.
He's got the title around.
I don't know about SummerSlam, but this year's SummerFest is going to be hosted by Pitbull.
Oh,
and a Kodak camera.
Sponsored
like
by
like a sentient Kodak camera?
It's going to be... Do you guys remember WrestleMania this year? Where when in the middle of... the women's main event championship match, they cut to a commercial versus, what was it, Snickers?
Let's get some
We don't watch WWE.
No, I remember I was so angry. They did a move, a double down, and fucking in the middle, like, oh, this match is brought to you by Snickers. Like, what the fuck? This is the main event of WrestleMania. Why are you doing this?
But what if it was JR talking about Skittles?
See, I like that, but it's not interrupting a match. He's talking about it in the middle of the show, not in the middle of a match.
So we'll move on to my pick.
Finally.
Ray said he doesn't like this artist, but I have to pick it or else I shame my entire family. Ray does not get the hype. I never like listened to Selena, but like it's around everywhere.
Ooh, drum.
I don't mind it. It's just like
it's around everywhere, right?
All her songs sound the same. And I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because no one talks about it.
Well, that's all Tejano music in general.
Yeah, but like it's like one song from this guy and one song from this guy, and all the Selenas are all like yay, Selena's, and like, no, they're all the same.
Bro, she has a cumbia song.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me you can't picture just Bidi Bidi Bam Bam just being heard in the middle of this song right now?
I did have to look up every single song to find out which one was the one that I knew the most.
Right? Amor prohibido, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam.
She has one English song.
I think I even put. I was like, well, I gotta put Selena in my Spanish playlist, and I put Bidi Bam Bam, and I always remember where it's gonna play, and I skip it every time because it's like I don't know.
Why would you play the most overplayed one in the playlist?
Right? I don't know. Because I was like, I try to make my playlist like more a group oriented, where like I think everyone will know the song at least. So I went with the most popular.
George, do you know anything about Selena? You know who she is? I don't expect someone from the UK to know who Selena is, but...
No, I do not. I've not even heard of them, to be honest.
What about Wasabi? Somebody who's not Mexican, do you know who Selena is?
I don't know.
Do you know the Selena movie with J-Lo?
No.
The Selena TV series on Netflix?
That family just fucking won't stop. Leave her alone. She's been dead for so long. Why is it every year they bring it up like, oh my god, new news on the Selena front? And like, what do you mean no news?
Oh, we have another interview with her killer.
Oh my god.
She's like a Jackson 5 type for Mexicans. She was a little girl singer in a band of her family. And then she became really popular. And then she was about to cross over into like mainstream, and then her aunt killed her.
Yeah, something. I don't really know.
Her aunt got like jealous or something and shot her, and she killed her. She was like, was she 20 years old yet? I don't remember. Made a movie about it. J-Lo starred in it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm pretty sure there's like three movies since then too.
Yeah, there's currently a Netflix TV series right now.
It won't stop. It's like I think my parents who like. You know, they know Selena. They grew up, you know, with Selena. Even they're like, fucking every year something new with Selena. Like, stop it now.
Even products like 7-Eleven keeps putting out these cups.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's this cup with Selena on it. Collect all five.
Oh, Selena collector's thing. Like, god dang it. Stop milking it.
Here's a bag with her face on it.
It's over. Please stop. Let her rest.
If you ever come to South Texas, you'll just see Selena everywhere, especially in flea markets.
Yeah, okay, yeah, statues and shit. Selena, Mama Prohibido's a good song, but poor Selena.
I like the music, but I don't listen to it, like, because I've heard it so much.
Yeah, exactly. If it's on, I'm like, hey, I think I like the song, but I'm never going to look up the song to listen to it by myself or something.
It's the same way I felt about Michael Jackson pre all his shit going down. Because, like, I hear it all the time. Why would I, like, go out and put it on? Yeah,
kind of. Now I play Billie Jean a lot, but, yeah, I used to, like... It was, like, a while before I even heard Thriller in its entirety. I just, like, knew Thriller as the Michael Jackson song, but I never just heard it by myself. You know what I mean?
Just watch the video. That's all I did. I never put it on. Just the video.
Mm-hmm. Do the dance. Make love. Get down tonight.
Nobody likes the movies. Gotta leave.
So move on to George.
Okay.
Yeah?
I thought you liked Gangnam Style more.
Why? It was on the list and I was considering it and I was like,
no. You were like, this is my sentimental pick and then now you don't even put it on?
Yeah, no, I actually prefer this as a song over that. Even though it's basically like a riff from English, I guess.
I've actually never heard the song. I just know it's a thing.
Yeah.
I just know he's just like, it's something gentleman. And then that's it.
Something gentleman. Picture that with a Kodak.
You gotta see the Donald's too. There's another one. Like, it's like a thinking thing. And then like...
George, we can't hear you. This is reviving.
Wow. Okay. The vibe in too hard.
Does he have more songs?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he has a song. I don't know if you heard of it, called Gangnam Style.
What's that?
It's like a. Yeah, it was a kind of. I think it was on YouTube for a little bit.
What's it got, like 6 views?
I think, yeah, a couple.
Fun fact, this video here has already got 1 billion views.
What was the fun?
Got 4 billion.
What was the fun fact?
What's the most viewed video? You know, off the top of your head.
And then.
Is it YouTube Rewind?
No, that's the most hated.
Did you know he's 43 now? Mad.
Who's Psy?
Yeah.
I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, he got hits late in his career.
Danny, I looked it up and it says Baby Shark Dance.
Yeah, I just saw that. 7.9, or yeah, 7.9.
Despacito number 2. There you go.
Then Ed Sheeran, number 5.
Why'd you skip Johnny Johnny Yes Papa?
That doesn't pop up on me. That's 4.7 for here. Me.
Johnny Johnny Yes Papa.
That's number 5. I don't even know what that is.
This is gonna make you wet, Danny.
Hey.
He wasn't ready for that chorus.
Why is See You Again so high up? Is it that good? Is that great?
It's been a long time. Because Fast and the Furious, bro. It's all about family. You gotta keep your family up high.
That family.
Fuck family.
R.I.P. Paul Walker. No. So going back up to the final round, Ray, your last pick.
But I got so
of
many
all
picks.
Time. You're never allowed back.
After that Kodak?
You do Ray not allowed it so much. Takes,
now picture that with the Kodak.
I'm gonna do this one because shut up.
Ew.
Muy honrado que le gusta lo mejor. Por la sierra yo me voy, las estrellas y la luna ellas me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. I like the song.
I've never seen these movies. It's on my list to watch this year.
I saw them young and I don't remember them at all.
I know the song and I know it's in more than that movie, in those movies.
I just like the song. Con su sal de la sabor. Ay, ay, mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Is Antonio Banderas singing?
Yeah.
So Los Lobos are just playing guitars?
I think so. Me gusta tanto el sol. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción.
Guys, let's talk about how good Antonio Banderas is.
Puss in Boots. Zorro. Spy Kids.
El Mariachi.
I mean, he's not in
that movie, but...
I think he was in the Robert Downey Doolittle movie.
Is he? Oh, he's supposed to be in, what did he just get announced in?
I don't know.
Did we hear the whole song?
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah, it's a short song. Short song. Guys, what do you guys think about the El Cancion del Mariachi?
He's in Indiana Jones 5. That's what he's announced as.
You guys
don't like the singing of Antonio Banderas or what?
I think
You don't like Anthony Flags?
It was okay.
Okay, Kodak.
George, you're awfully quiet.
What?
You don't like Antonio Banderas' voice?
I have no idea who he is.
What do you? What I just said? Puss in Boots.
Bye, kids.
He's El Zorro. He's the dad in fucking Spy Kids.
Well, now that's talking about real movies. Spy Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That has connections to the Machete franchise.
It's canon.
Yeah, it's canon. That's real, by the way.
I don't want to hear any disparaging remarks on Spy Kids.
Nice.
Have you seen the third and fourth movie?
I have seen the fourth one.
I said I didn't want to hear any disparaging remarks, and just mentioning Spy Kids 4 is a disparaging remark, so please stop mentioning it.
It's got your boy Joel McHale in it.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Of Community fame.
Jessica Alba's my girl.
Antonio Banderas is my boy.
Ricky Gervais is my dog. Because he plays a dog in a movie. Do you guys get it?
No, I never watched the fourth one.
Guys, do you get it?
I don't remember it.
It's like it's a dog,
and it's actually a dog.
Well, I only remember that the fourth movie had like a scratch and sniff gimmick.
Yeah, because it's 4D. The smelling makes it 4D.
4D, bro.
That sounds terrible. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it's four dimension.
They just like start spraying the theater down with like shit smelling.
Sure. A punch to the mouth would also make it four dimensions. I don't think I would praise that.
Okay, first of all, you're saying you wouldn't, but you haven't tried it, so I feel like you're being a negative Nancy. Okay, second of all, it was a scratch and sniff. Okay, it was the latest technology made out of cardboard that smelled like nothing. Okay, so how dare you?
It was not the release. What?
So we move on to Wasabi, your final pick.
All right. My final pick is something out of nowhere. Here you go.
All the other ones were mainstream, so I'm glad you picked something different.
This is Zamagi Magical Death.
What is this supposed to be?
Supposed to be J-Rap.
Why can't it just be regular rap?
Because it's in Japanese.
In Japan, is someone like T.I. considered E-Rap?
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
He's A-Rap for American.
Is it N-Rap?
Wow. No.
What a total shit.
Yeah. I got introduced to this through people showing weird as fuck music videos.
Oh, this is weird?
Yeah, it's got a weird music video. Like, in those weird music videos, it was just a bunch of weird ones around the world. Like, that's how I got introduced to Diane's Word as well. And this was one of the bands. I like this.
I don't. You listen to this? Like, if you just, like, listen to a playlist and this came on, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you know if it's on repeat or not?
Yes, absolutely. There's a bit of ending point.
Unfortunately, we won't get to it.
Yeah, we won't. But at the end, it just goes like, it's a magical death. So, like, it just ends with that. So, yeah, you would know. if it was on repeat.
George, we didn't get your thoughts on that song.
It was a song.
What's it about?
Magical death.
It's about magical death.
No, that's incorrect.
It's about dying and death. It's about magic.
It's about how everyday life wears you down.
Oh, like Avada Kedavra?
No. I mean, that is a magical death, isn't it?
Yeah.
The most magical. Avada Kedavra. We're talking about Seth Rollins' kick, right?
Yeah. I still call that Avada Kedavra when I use it.
So move on to my last pick. This is going to be another song none of you
English.
Know.
English.
Speaking no, it's song. Fully in Spanish. Actually, there's a little bit in English, but... It's a very chill, indie, lo-fi pop song.
Ellie, you're really into your indie pop, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
Yeah, you probably haven't heard of it. That's
a whole gimmick.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Oh, we're doing pop songs? Let me pick the song that's not pop.
This whole thing, I thought this was a...
Indie.
I thought this was an English the whole time when I first heard it, because I just, like, I'll go to Spotify and I'll put on, like, their random playlist that they have. It's like full of songs I don't know, and then I'll write to those. And just if a song, like, sort of, if I just like hearing a song, I'll be like, okay, I'll add that to a playlist and I'll listen back to it later. And then later I'll go and I'll go through all those songs and pick which ones I actually do like and which ones I don't like. And for a long time I thought this was in English because I wasn't paying attention to it. And then I was just like, oh, this is in Spanish.
So that's exactly like the teardrop song that I talked about before we recorded.
Was that before?
Did we? I don't think we were recording.
Maybe.
I thought Teardrop was a French song, just so everyone knows.
The house theme. How do you not know it's a house theme?
But the house theme doesn't have lyrics.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't have lyrics. So, like, who cares what the house theme is if it doesn't have lyrics?
That's a controversial take.
All the best ones don't have lyrics.
That's not saying one is bad or one is good. I'm saying, why would I connect them if one doesn't have lyrics and one has lyrics?
Yeah, I like this band. I like her voice. She's very...
Yeah, very smooth.
Very sultry.
Nah, I think this is sucky.
Love that sex in it.
There you go, that's English.
I kind of hear the...
She has a bunch of songs in Spanish.
Like, the non-descript singing. So you can't really... It's not like you can't tell, but like you kind of just don't care what the lyrics are, so it doesn't really matter what language it is.
Yeah, because it's all low and... not raspy. Bye.
Just like not powerful.
I think it's like some weak shit.
Weak shit, my guy.
Speak up.
Weak shit.
You need to sing.
Okay. Say it into the microphone, bitch.
So George, it's your last pick. Don't mess it up.
Okay. Well, I'm about to intentionally mess it up because you fucking interrupted my pick that I wanted to pick. So, the Slovak national anthem. Let's go.
Let's not go.
Even your video doesn't want to go.
It's not even going. Okay. There we go.
We're ending on this, huh?
All right, that's the end of the podcast. Everybody say bye.
Okay. Say bye,
that Slovakia is ours has been fast asleep so far.
Yes.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what's saying, Danny.
So now we move to honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, let's go.
Anything by Bradio.
I had a Los Lobos La Bamba version.
Un Reino Hi Tamashi.
Macarena. Macarena.
The song named after me called El Rey.
Nobody knows what that is.
Gangnam Style.
The Naruto theme song from season, I don't know.
That was such a long build-up to such a fart of an ending. Oh, I'll picture that with a Kodak.
I had the Spanish version of Obsession by Frankie J, but I don't listen to that version.
Se murió de amor by Bobby Pulido.
I just give an honorable mention to Pitbull.
No.
Ooh, Pitbull.
No. Edit that out.
Pitbull and Daddy Yankee, you know, the two Here's pillars up. Of the Five Things podcast.
There's a clap there. I want you to edit that out. Obsession by Aventura.
No, I picked the Frankie J version. You can't pick that one.
No, Obsession. That one sucks. Obsession.
That one's too Mexican. It's too stringy.
My Me Voy by Julieta Venega. Deja Vu, I have been in this before. Oh,
that's Amore. Feliz Navidad.
La Tortura. By Shakira.
Why not Chantaje?
Shakira. That's stupid.
Yeah. What?
Shadows of a Setting Sun, Shinsuke Nakamura's lyrical theme.
No.
Land of the Five Rivers, the Great Khali's entrance theme.
This is like ending on the Slovakian theme.
Yeah, this is worse than the Slovakian theme.
Mariposa Traicionera, Maná.
Plays out, Pitbull.
And of course, Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Yeah.
What's the of course?
Because like, it was all on our list, and so like we didn't need to say it, but now I'm just saying it, you know, just to give it its due.
Yeah. The theme from Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit, it's all in Japanese. I like it.
Good for you.
Oh, right. I'm turning Japanese. That song.
By the Vapors?
Sure.
The Numa Numa song?
By Ozone?
Yeah, you asked about it. You didn't even pick it.
That was fun.
What is your point? Tell me what your point is.
You made a big question of who is by, and then you didn't even choose it.
I said who's... Yeah, I asked who it was by. I didn't ask who it was by so I can pick.
Well, he's by a lot of things.
League Will's not one of them.
Y'all can't hear, but I'm playing the Slovakian theme right now. And that's how we're ending the podcast.
Feliz Navidad.
So everybody say bye.
Bye.
No, I won't end the song. I won't end the podcast like that.